Most recently, in the state land tender at Hougang Central, a joint venture company between CapitaLand, UOL, Singapore Land, and Kay Leong submitted a top bid of 1.5 billion, translating to 1,179 per square feet per plot ratio. This is an extremely attractive site. There are hardly any private new condominiums launched in this area, measuring 4.68 hectares with a plot ratio of 2.5. The site can potentially yield about 835 residential units, along with 40,000 square meters of commercial space. It sits right next to Hougang MRT station and the town center, making it a rare and highly strategic mixed-use development. This site attracted three bidders, and what stood out was how close the bids were. The top bid was only 2% higher than the second highest bid of 1.47 billion from Sim Lian. All the bidders were clearly reading the market very carefully. Lehigh. Based on HPOP analysis, the estimated break-even cost is around 2445 PSF. After factoring in a 25% profit margin, the estimated selling price could come in around 2,800 per square feet. I wouldn't be surprised if they can even touch 3,000 per square feet. Before anyone say it's not possible, let's look at Sky at Holland. Most recent transactions are already trending between 3,000 to 3,300 per square feet. This suggests that Hougang could well be the next Holland Village in the making. Hougang 7也算名, 日郎, 换料. Interestingly, while doing my analysis, I couldn't quite understand why the most recent Bedok Rise GLS site was sold at a much higher price at 1330 PSF PPR. This is a pure residential site, and its break-even cost would likely be higher than Hougang Central. So, if you ask me whether the developers overpaid for the Hougang Central site, well, my answer is a clear no. The site was secured at fair market value. As always, this is likely to be another blockbuster project eagerly awaited by residents in the Northeast. And let's be honest, no matter the price, buyers will still come. As the saying goes, you build and they will come. Especially with brand name developers. Trust me, it happened again and again.